Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Our guest right now is Melody Wood of Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about assisted suicide since there are different places where there are bills related to this. For example, Colorado will be voting soon on what they call Death with Dignity. It's the Colorado End of Life Options Act. Recently, the Washington, D.C. Council, their five-member Committee on Health and Human Services, is taking up an assisted suicide bill, which is modeled after Oregon's law. So this is definitely in the news. Melody, thank you so much for joining us on Vocal Point.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so explain what the opposition is, in your opinion, to these assisted suicide bills. These people are saying, oh, you know, we want death with dignity. Your comments.
So as you were saying, a lot of these places are working to promote these assisted suicide bills that would legalize physician-assisted suicide. But in general, legalizing physician-assisted suicide is not good for society. What it does is it changes how doctors relate to their patients. It changes how much trust patients can place in their doctors. And that especially holds true with how we view the weak and marginalized and how we view the disabled and diseased in our societies. Yeah. It also impacts family relationships, and it's basically kind of a disaster waiting to happen in a lot of these places.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Some of the other interviews on this particular episode or recent episodes of this program, Vocal Point, deal with abortion and, you know, the trivializing and the, you know, just marginalizing of human life, taking a baby, a would-be baby, and just snuffing out that life. That's at the beginning side. But here we are, you know, at the end of life spectrum, and it's so true. They're related, I think. Don't you think?
It is indeed. I mean, if you see life as something that has dignity, you have to recognize and protect that from the moment that a person is made to the moment they die naturally. And in particular, one thing we've seen, especially in the assisted suicide, is we've seen disability rights groups speak out against legislation that would legalize suicide. Mm. Because in this view, they're seeing people as, they say that different, if two people went into the doctor and one of them was disabled and one of them was not, if they both had the same illness, some people might get suicide prevention, whereas otherwise other people, the disabled people, might be prompted to get suicide assistance. And so it really ends up treating people differently and fundamentally ignoring the human dignity of everyone.
Hmm. All right, let me read to you parts of a Washington Post editorial in favor of Washington, D.C. City Council's assisted suicide bill. Here they go. Hopefully, this is a direct quote, Washington Post. Hopefully, council members will be guided by the experience of states that have been pioneers in the death with dignity movement. They have carefully crafted laws giving the terminally ill control over the timing and manner of their death while putting in place safeguards to prevent abuse and medical mistakes. The district should add its name to the list of places that offer their citizens compassion and control at life's end. End of quote. Your comments, Melody.
My comment is that while a lot of these folks say that there are safeguards in place in these bills, in particular, I'll call attention to the D.C. proposed bill. It claims that there are safeguards, but in fact, this legislation is ripe for abuse. For example, one of the folks who is witnessing the patient asking for the legal prescription could be a family member or friend who might benefit financially from this person's death. On the other hand, and another supposed safeguard would actually end up allowing a doctor who has just met the patient to judge the patient to be qualified to commit suicide. And finally, I think most importantly, at the time that the patient decides to take these pills, there's no safeguards at all to ensure that they're not depressed at that time, to ensure that they're completely voluntarily taking the pill.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard of Johnny, but she's very well known in evangelical circles. She, more than almost 50 years ago, she was paralyzed from a diving accident in Maryland and or Delaware. But anyway, she has been in a wheelchair all these years. She said one time, I did an interview with her. I've actually interviewed her several times, but when the issue of some of the doctor-assisted suicide issues have come up and so forth, she said when she was young, she had had a chance to have opted out on life and to, you know, said, yes, I want to go ahead and have the doctor commit suicide, or, you know, have the doctor help me commit suicide. But she said now she's just so grateful she didn't have those options at that time when she would have been depressed. And she's so full of life, and she paints with her, with the paintbrush in her mouth, and she speaks all over the world. She provides wheelchairs for people in third world countries. And, you know, I mean, it's just, she's amazing, and she's very grateful to Jesus for life, but she would have committed suicide if she had had that chance many, many years ago.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to hear personal testimonies like hers. In fact, here in D.C., we have a fellow named J.J. Hansen, who's a veteran who's president of the Patients' Rights Action Fund, and he was himself diagnosed with terminal brain cancer a few years back. And at the time, he said he chose not to consider suicide, but he said others in that circumstance may be very tempted by that. But he said that significant issues with the bill are that if he had had the drugs at that time, there were times when he was just depressed. He would have taken the pills, and there would have been no one there to stop him. He has spoken out and said that patients in these circumstances, they need care, they need counseling. They don't need someone to hand them suicide pills and tell them that that's the answer to their problem.
Okay, now let me switch over to Colorado for a second. I saw on a Death with Dignity, so-called, website dealing with Colorado's issue. They said, according to a Colorado Mesa University September 2016 poll, 70% of Coloradans support the End of Life Options Act, which would be a physician-assisted dying measure, okay, with 46% favoring it strongly. So they're saying 70%. They also said that seven out of 10 Americans support death with dignity. I don't know that that's the case, but they're claiming that at least 70% of Coloradans, want this. What are your thoughts on that? Are those statistically accurate to your knowledge?
I'm not quite sure about the statistics, but I do think that it just comes from a misunderstanding of the problems that this bill, that these bills would cause. That the suicide is kind of a slippery slope in a way that other things are as well. And for example, in the Netherlands, where they've legalized suicide for a while, right now they're drafting a law that will allow suicide for anyone who feels like their life is over, even if they aren't terminally ill. So it just kind of, what starts off as an easy out for someone who is terminally ill and has a lot of safeguards, eventually devolves into treating the end of life as just optional, and that you can get out whenever you want, and also treating the elderly and disabled with disrespect.
You know, it's amazing you would mention the Netherlands, because I was working on a television program many years ago. I mean, this is back in the late 1990s, and there was an interview we had with a Dutch doctor where he actually said that the level of involuntary killings exceeded the level of voluntary killings. In other words, the number of people, patients, who said, yes, doctor, I want to go ahead and die, you assist me in dying. He said that the number of the patients who were killed against their will was actually higher than the number of people who were wanting suicide. Isn't that amazing?
It is, and I think it shows something profound about the way legalizing physician-assisted suicide would kind of change your way of looking at things. It would kind of make the elderly, who, instead of recognizing that when they get older, they'll come to depend on their children as their children depended on them, instead they'll see themselves as kind of a burden on their children, and they'll maybe choose suicide because they're just so despairing and saddened by that. Instead of recognizing that no one is truly self-sufficient and we're always dependent on others throughout life.
Hmm. You know, I do think in some ways, Melody, ultimately one's view about God, one's view about, you know, what is the purpose of life, has total bearing in this. Because if you didn't believe that there was a God that was going to hold you accountable, you know, that he made us in his image, therefore human beings have value intrinsically because of that. I mean, in other words, there's a real conflict of worldviews here, I think, ultimately.
There can in many ways, but I think also there should be enough common ground between the believer and the unbeliever that recognizes that human life is important, even if they're disabled, even if they're aged, even if like even in the womb, I think that there, while it is maybe easier for believers to come to see this, it's just, it's important that all humans are able to recognize the dignity of man.
Hmm. Okay, any final thoughts on the whole issue of assisted suicide?
I would just encourage listeners to go out there, get actually informed about what these bills would cause, get informed about what they do, get informed about the dangers with them and how disability rights groups are speaking out, and make informed decisions from that.
Okay, good. Thank you. You know, it's interesting, just one quick observation. Both in your material from the Heritage Foundation, they use the word dignity, and then the other side also uses the word dignity. In fact, they're even their website, Death with Dignity, and that's their slogan. Isn't that interesting that the same word dignity is used by both groups, you know, one totally committed to the doctor-assisted suicide bills and so forth, and then the other side, which is opposed to them. It's just a quick observation. I don't know. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fascinating the way you can see this play out, and I think it just leads people to question fundamentally, what does human dignity mean? Does it mean always being able to make every single decision entirely by yourself, or does it mean being able to be a dependent human that recognizes that they live in community with others and that they're not necessarily always going to be made to make all their own choices, but this community will help them achieve flourishing?
Sure. Okay, Melody Wood, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org for more information. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.